Well, my personal reflection on the passage for today is that the words of Thomas, and the disciple, one of the disciples of Jesus, who was saying that he wanted to go together with the other disciples. To visit Mary and Martha, you know, to be with them, you know, to support them in their bereavement when they have lost their brothers. So in bidding his fellow disciples to go with the Lord, Thomas was promoting a sense of unity. Let us also go. And Jesus already decided to go and may well have gone on alone to Bethany, there to be received by Martha in her village. But Thomas asked them to go also, that they might accompany Jesus, and then all to be together, side by side, in support of Mary and Martha in the bereavement. By also going in unity, the support which they were able to offer was all the more strong, because whereas individuals they could each offer only a fraction of the support which they were able to offer in unity. The second point of this passage I'd like to emphasize is even more than unity, Thomas's words also promote a sense of love, a sense of charity. Let us also go. You know, these words of Thomas suggest that, you know, the decision to go was entirely voluntary, based on solely on their heartfelt concern for Mary and Martha in their difficult times. So one of the times in life when love is most needed and most deeply appreciated is at the time of the loss of a loved one. So when Thomas was saying that we may die with him, is a somewhat picturesque way of illustrating the stalwartness of Thomas' commitment to Lazarus, that they would be with Lazarus up to and including the moment of his passing. So even to have afforded Lazarus a brief visit during his illness would have been an act of charity, an act of love. But Thomas was committed to go all the further and die with Lazarus. So much that we do can be fortified by unity. So just as Thomas bade his fellow disciples be unified with Jesus in their journey to Bethany, so we can be unified in our various journeys in our respective ministries, in particular when the communion is facing all these crises, all these issues, you know, at least we can do something, that we can be unified in our various ways, in our various responses to these issues.